This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I am Nick Legacy, the host of this program. We just heard a great keyboard player, a young fellow from the United Kingdom. He goes by Alpha Mist, and he just put out an album called Antiphon, which seems to be blowing up out there. He was relatively unknown, and yes, the song called Breathe there, featuring the vocals of Kaya Thomas Duke and a full band as well, bass, trumpet, violin, drums, etc. Yes, so Alpha Mist. And before that, what did we hear? We heard Las Cafeteras, a group based in Los Angeles that mixes a very old classic sound from Mexico, Son Jaracho, with lots of other things. And they got a new album called Tastes Like L.A., which just came out. And that song we heard was La Morena. Yeah, very influential band on the Latin American music scene. Before that, the Diablo Swing Orchestra of Sweden, mixing classical music, opera, and metal, and just craziness. Rancid Romance we heard from the album Sing-Along Songs for the Damned and Delirious, an album of 2010. Yes, yes, wonderful, wonderful stuff. There's so much great music coming out, and just honored to be sharing it with you.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow. And the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram.
Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the three T's. Trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
Do you know how much I love you? This much. That's right, this much. As much as I love the music I play on my radio show to share with you. As much as I love the ideas I'm introduced to every time I tune into CJSF. As much as the panoramic view from Burnaby Mountain where we broadcast our signal from. That's a lot of love. From me to you.
Yes, second hour of the show has now began, and we're going to do a little May Day special as this show this year falls right on May Day, if you're listening live at least. And if you're not, well, you know, still get in the spirit. Yeah, May Day, a very very confusing, beautiful, important day for many places around the world. In Canada, it's not such a thing as it is elsewhere, but nonetheless, this is a globally minded show. So, yeah, we're going to look at a lot of music from far and wide that has some sort of connection with this festivity. But first, we're going to do something, play the most lighthearted, kind of fanciest song for the next hour. It is a song about the May Day festivities, which have been ancient and long-lasting in many, many nations in Europe. So, yes, we're going to hear a song inspired by the celebrations at Padstow, Cornwall in England, where an ancient obeos has for centuries been paraded through town. I have no idea what an obeos is. But anyways, yeah, done by contemporary singer Dave Weber and the band Magpie Lane. This is from the 90s, and it's called the May Song, a joyous celebration of the rebirth of the sun and the warm days. And yes, so lighthearted beginning, and then we'll get into more, what's the word? More driven, perhaps more dark music for the other side of May Day. But yes, May Song right here, Magpie Lane.
Winter time has gone and passed off, summer time has come at last off. We shall sing and dance the day and follow the obvious to bring the May.
Hail, hail, the first of May, oh, for it is the first summer's day. Oh, cast your cares and fears away, drink to the old awesome, the first of May.
Bluebells, they are starting to ring off, and true love, it is the thing of love on any other day. It's never quite the same as on the 1st of May.
Hail, hail, the 1st of May, oh, for it is the first summer's day, oh. Cast your cares and fears away, drink to the old horse on the 1st of May.
Those now gone away and left us the hobby of to bring the May.
Hail, hail, the 1st of May, oh, for it is the first summer's day, oh. Cast your cares and fears away into the old horse on the 1st of May.
Winter time has gone and passed, oh, summer time. So we shall sing and dance today and follow the hobby of to bring the lay.
Hail, hail, the 1st of May, oh, for it is the first summer's day, oh. Cast your cares and fears away into the old horse on the 1st of May. Hail, hail, the 1st of May, oh, for it is the first summer's day, oh.
Oh, isn't it glorious? The 1st of May, yes, in many European cultures, it's the beginning of summer, and that's why the end of June, June 25th or June 21st, depending on who you ask, is the Midsummer Festival. And I mean, in our calendar, it just means the very first day of summer, longest day of the year. But yeah, midsummer, if May 1st is the beginning of summer. So there you go. Yes, May Day celebrations worldwide today. And in the Northern Hemisphere and in many, many countries in Europe, I'm just learning that it was and still is a very important day. It's a holiday in much of the world. I think we got robbed here in Canada. We don't get a holiday on May 1st, but we do have a Labor Day first Monday of September instead. And also we have the Victoria Day celebrations, which some people say at the end of May is sort of like our May Day when the weather is more reliably nice. But anyway, yeah, May Day, it's a glorious celebration for many places, but there's also another side of it. It is International Workers' Day. Yes, and that happened. They chose May 1st. It's kind of strange, perhaps, because they sort of represent very different things, the beginning of spring and also a day for workers' rights and respecting workers, like making sure employers pay workers fairly, also respect the 8-hour workday and just make progress towards fair pay and such. And yeah, many issues related to that politically in different places. But International Workers' Day also May 1st. So seeing as that I couldn't find many songs about May Day that were, you know, about the other side, the spring side of it, and maybe also not as interesting if every song is about jolly, jolly May Day, it's spring, la, la, la. So we're going to look at the other side, the International Workers' Day relevant inspiration of songs about work. And well, you know, it's hard to find happy songs about work except for the Whistle While You Work song by the Seven Dwarves, but yeah, most work songs are kind of like have a shred of bitterness to it. I'm not I don't want to harp on that, but it's, you know, it's important to think about why we spend so much of our time working for doing one job that's maybe monotonous and maybe not good for your health and maybe not reflective of your values, but it's just the world we've gotten into. And yeah, at least we should think about how to improve these conditions. And in Canada, you know, it's not so bad. We have a minimum wage. You know, there's a lot of rights for workers, but in a lot of places, it's still very, very complicated, very difficult. There's a lot of sweatshops around the world, and there's certainly slavery is an ongoing thing. And Democracy Now! is this show that is right before this on Mondays. They are the ones that will talk about it more in detail. But yeah, I wanted to celebrate some of the music related to this event. So yes, we're going to start with a artist, one of my favorite rappers. His name's Aesop Rock, and he has a song here from one of his older albums called Labor Days from 2001. And this album, he's really investigating, yeah, what it means to give away your time for somebody else. And this is I thought no better song to start off this hour because, well, except for that other British joyous song, this is called the 9-to-5ers Anthem. And in the middle of the song, he explains exactly what his main message is in the song. Although his lyrics can be quite cryptic, at one point it just becomes a spoken word section, and yeah, you'll very clearly understand what he's up about. So yeah, Aesop Rock from 2001, 9-to-5ers Anthem here on CJSF Wandering Rhythms.
Zoom into the fuming of an aggravated breed via the study of post-adolescent agitated seeds. Half the patients waste themselves prior to commencement, so I focus on the urban oxygen samples that half that made it breathe. This old Pompeii impression sways infection in 12 steps or less, increase swiftly tipping toe and hard to swallow barter concepts. To give it, get it, never let itself pass for I'm stubbornness. Martyrs talk money causes in a harvesting Spartacus and so on. I throw long Hail Mary bombs toward cookie cutter mother nature's bedazzled synthetic fabric. Life treats the peasants like they tried to fuck his woman while he slept in. When the clock strikes nine, I'll be waking with the best of the routine caffeine team players, but a cycle of it. Under a dusted angel heart string, Big Brother is watching my odometer like Buzzard the Folding Out, talking stealth. We got babies, rubber stamps, and briefcase parts. You're some door-to-door now, order $10 or more. We'll shove it down your throat for free. I sacrifice my inborn tendencies for copper pennies for one commander. Give me that so we can retain baby back. Mega biter, snake venom, all that cost free. Heckle, shiesty, brain headroom, shake planet. Make a move. Watch a thousand lemmings plummet just because the first one slipped. Sometimes I laugh at victory, kissing these little questions. I tend to underestimate my average. Just another bastard savage. Someday you'll all eat out of my cold hand, cause every dog has its day, at which point I pull it away. Now we, the American working population, hate the fact that 8 hours a day is wasted on chasing the dream of someone that isn't us. We may not hate our jobs, we hate jobs in general that don't have to do with fighting our own causes. We, the American working population, hate the 9-to-5 day in, day out, but we'd rather be supporting ourselves. Everything I built burned yesterday. Let's display the purpose that these still serve. Elevate the spreading of the silk germ. Trying to weave a web and all I believe in is dead. Brother, it's the year of the jackal. Saddle up on high horse. My torch force Polaris embarrassed. Jackal up the hassle by the doom and legend barrage. I bought some new sneakers. I just hope my legacy matches. It's the year of the land shark. Dry as sand parks. Damn, get these men to water. They're out there being slaughtered in meaningless wars. So you don't have to bother and can sit and soak the idiot by trying to fuck their daughters. Adjacent to the fireflies, circling the torches on your porches, trying to guard the fortress of a king they've never seen or met, but all are trained to murder at the first sign of a threat. Maybe it's the year of the water bug, cockroach, utter thug specimen. You're respawned from dreaming of your next of kin. I'm still dealing with this mess I'm in. I've been the object of your ridicule. You've been a bitch, lieutenant. God, it's the year of the underpaid employee, spitting 40 plus a week and trying to rape Earth in my off time. You poor dizzy, I can't keep myself busy enough so you can run, 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 and I'ma let you think you won. We, the American working population, hate the fact that 8 hours a day is wasted on chasing the dream of someone that isn't us. And we may not hate our jobs, but we hate jobs in general that don't have to do with fighting our own causes. We, the American working population, hate the 9-to-5 day in, day out. While we'd rather be supporting ourselves by being paid to perfect the pastimes that we have harbored based solely on the fact that it makes us smile if it sounds dope. Mama let a bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch. And my life is a mess. God bless. Fumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of beer.
Cumbia Sonidero from Puebla, Mexico. Grupo Chiripa right there with the song No Voy a Trabajar. I ain't going to work. Next week, I ain't going to work. So, yeah, workers' rights to not go to work there. Yeah, Cumbia Sonidera, by the way, is a style of cumbia that began in Mexico, as far as I know. It's like taking the more instrumental, more performative version of cumbia down south with accordion and percussion and stuff, and turning it into DJ style of music. And in that song, you hear this lower down pitched vocal, which was something that they came up with because they would be playing this style of music on sound systems that the batteries eventually, by the end of the night, would start to die, and the music would start to go slowing down. So they just incorporated that idea into the songs themselves. So yeah, Grupo Chiripa, keeping that tradition going. And before that song, we heard something else. We heard the Dirt Bombs. Yeah, great Detroit fuzz funk punk band. The Dirt Bombs, from an album called Ultra Glide in Black, which is all cover songs of soul songs that they've done in their more rock punk style. And that was Living for the City by Stevie Wonder, a song about workers who barely make enough to survive and in the city, mostly immigrant workers, basically. That's what the song's about. Yes, before that, Aesop Rock, amazing New York City rapper, with the song 9 to Fiver's Anthem from 2001, his album Labor Days. Yes. Next, what are we going to hear? Oh, yeah, something, probably the most lighthearted protest song I've heard in a long time. It's not only the style of music being like reggaeton, but the video and everything. People are smiling in this. It's about the bus drivers' strike in London, England in 2015. And this bus driver, I didn't check for sure. I think he's a bus driver and a musician. And in the video, he's standing alongside a lot of bus drivers who are protesting and striking for their rights in London. And just a nice moment that music can reach politics in such a nice, playful way, I guess. I guess it wasn't so bad. There weren't too many violent altercations during this protest, hopefully. Yes, The Bus Driver's Anthem by Mickey Bashment here. British reggaeton. Very fun stuff. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM here. I am Nick Legacy.
Work bus, lockyard, time card.
Sign up my module, put on my iVibe, check the bus, can't late. So guess what, my job's safe.
Big up all the work, I go ahead London, but this is one you build for me, Campbell will dance. Male and female, black and white man, who no push that tune, you make you reach number one. Twelves, you are finna the road code, cause Oxford Circus are busy roads. Mirror signal when we touch by the road, otherwise we day in at the office for sure. 45s, yes, me not tell no lie. When we sight 35, you know a punching time. But when the bus drop in a patrol, you feel like it a transforming up to must prime. P5, have a short run in time. Passenger step on them, sit down same time. Cause they know from LA to Patmore Estate. The bus had the swing from left to right. Yes, the 185 flow to get the best drive. 3-4-5 like a gun a bad bus. From Peckham to Brixton, you only feel safe when you reach a South Kensington. Me say big up all the work and go ahead London, but this a one you build for me Campbell well dance. Male and female, black and white man, who no push that tune, you make you reach number one. Big up all the work and go ahead London, but this a one you build for me Campbell well dance. Male and female, black and white man, who no push that tune, you make you reach number one.
Star Youth, I'm right here, and this is the passenger, you understand, for London. So, what do you feel about the strike today, my brother?
It's necessary, I think it's fair, you know, so, of course, every time, you know, train drivers are going on strike. So, bus drivers, you know, also need a chance to go on strike too, you know.
868, that the bus to no affiliate. 68, you have to drive to keep the pace. Can't do that, you suck from your workplace. Not even the union can help your case. 355, most effective bus. The only thing we're good in there are the high bus. 360, that the bus is swiftly. A straight accident if you break sharply. Me say,
Big up all the work and go ahead London. But this is one your bill for me can be well done. Male and female, black and white man. Uno push that tune, ya make you reach number one. Big up all the work and go ahead London. But this is one your bill for me can be well done. Male and female, black and white man. Uno push that tune, ya make you reach number one. Hear me now, I'm Mikey Bushman, that's a big up all the workers them. You no matter where you do, you're hustle, big up yourself. 9 to 5, big up yourself. So hear me now, big up Auntie Marie, big up Scotty, big up Wayne, big up Chippa, Nicky, Clive, big up Patrice, big up Jacob, big up Big Cheese, big up Anna, big up Rose, Dennis, Tallman, Dan Flavor, Damian, General Chris, hear me now, Cope, just big up all bus drivers, all garage, I'm Stockwell, Peckham, Merton, Putney, not Tumbleland Park. It's all garage. But guess what? If 468 now go over no bridge and my favorite road can me can't swim. Big up all the work I go ahead London. But this is one your bill for me can be well done. Male and female, black and white man. Uno push that tune, you make you reach number one. Big up all the work I go ahead London. But this is one your bill for me can be well done. Male and female, black and white man. Uno push that tune, you make you reach number one. Number one, number one, number one, number one, number one.